Tempted. The reason I love Tempted. Now, this is. I've always liked pop music. I've always respected. Let me clarify this. I've always respected pop music because it's ear catching. And despite the many times pop music is very sort of harmonically and rhythmically very bland, and it focuses on lyrics number one big time, and melody second, and it's annoying that rhythm and harmony get such. They get so ignored, basically. But there are times where pop music has catchy melodies, and you got to respect that. But this song, Tempted, has the best of all worlds. It's got amazing lyrics. Like, it tells a clear story in a creative way. And it also has catchy melody. It's fun to sing along with. And here's the real clincher. The harmony is terrific. So, again, I'm about the harmony. And, you know, I just loved harmony when I was a kid. I still do. There are three basic elements of music: melody, harmony, and rhythm, as you know. Lately, I've been getting into a lot more rhythm stuff. And I've always respected melody. You can't have good music without melody, really. Except for drumming music, maybe. The reason I like the harmony so much in this song is because it moves around quite a bit. It has a regular tonal key center. I'm not going to go into huge detail here, but it has a strong, like, you know what the tonic is, what key it is, but it also moves around quite a bit within there. There's like, you know, it's in a major key, but there's like a secondary dominant in there, and there's a flat six chord, there's a three chord, like a flat three chord, excuse me. And interesting things like that. And it goes to the minor of the same tonic for a little while. Like, instead of the one major, it goes to one minor. And the reason I'm not talking keys, by the way, is because I'm looking at my personal notes on this song, which is I don't sing it in the original key. So rather than talking a different key, I'm just going to talk in generalities. But here's the other thing I really like. The bass line isn't always the same. It doesn't just blindly follow the roots of the chords like a lot of pop music does. It has, like, for example, there's a secondary dominant. A secondary dominant means, like, the two chord becomes major or seventh chord. Like, in the key of C, the two chord is D minor, but it would be D major. And in this case, the third of the chord is in the bass. So, like, again, I forget what the original key is on this song until I listen to it. But let's say if it's in the key of C, the secondary dominant would be a D7 chord, and the third of that chord is F sharp, and that's what's in the bass. F sharp is the flat five of the tonic C. So you have a bass note that's happily the flat five of the key, and it doesn't sound dissonant at all. It sounds wonderful. And then it goes to a four minor, which in the key of C would be F minor. So you have a D7 over F sharp going to an F minor, and it sounds completely natural. You don't usually find that kind of harmonic sophistication in pop music. Not only that, I see other intervals that the bass strikes. Like, we just discussed how the bass was the third of that chord. I see it also as the fifth on certain chords. I see it as the seventh of certain chords, which is like a Lydian effect. Which, what I mean by that is, like, a flat seven, excuse me. Like, if the chord is G7 and the bass note is F, then that kind of makes it sound like F Lydian a little bit. We'll talk about that if you don't understand all that. But it's just harmonically sophisticated and catchy and has great lyrics. It's an all-around great pop tune. So here we go, Tempted.